By Diner, this is Tara. How can I help you?
Yes, hello there.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Frank, and I think I'd like to get an order to go. That's possible.
Okay, Frank. What would you like today?
That is an excellent question, isn't it?
I guess so.
You
Yeah.
know, my third wife actually used to work at a diner. Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah, and the funny thing is, she couldn't cook at all.
Oh,
Yeah,
well,
butter, she put, I mean, butter on everything and too much butter.
well, I
Yeah.
can assure you we don't cook that way.
Yeah, my wife's food made me feel like I was deep throating a stick of butter. Yeah.
That's no good.
I hear telling me. I got a strong gag reflex. Anyway,
Yeah.
I'm not really familiar with your menu, so maybe you could tell me a little bit about some of your more popular items. I'd love that.
Okay. All right. Well, people really like our Tex-Mex chili, so I would like to recommend that.
Wow.
Does that sound good?
Well, yeah, Tex-Mex chili. What's in that one?
Well, we actually make it with turkey. Some people really like it that way.
That sounds hot.
Well, it's if you mean spicy, because I said Tex-Mex, we
Well,
do put some spices in it, but if you don't like.
That does sound hot, almost naughty hot in a way.
So would you like an order of that then?
I'm gonna have to go ahead and say heck yes.
Okay,
Give
great.
me that hot Texi-Mexi chili.
I'll put that in. Would you like anything else today?
Well, I think I would like a main course.
I think our most popular entree, I'd have to say, is the spaghetti and meatballs. Are you all right?
But you said that's a popular one, huh?
Yes.
I'd imagine that spaghetti and meatballs gets around quite a bit, and that's okay with me.
The meatballs are homemade, actually. They're sorry, you're making a lot of noise. I just want to make sure you're feeling okay. Is something wrong?
Well, I'm definitely feeling some things I haven't felt in a long time, thinking of those homemade meatballs. But I could barely say it.
What's going on here?
Well, I'm just trying to order some food, and you hit me with the hot talk, didn't you?
No, I didn't. You were asking about the menu, and I was answering. I'm sorry, I
Well,
wasn't.
you gave it to me, all right.
No, that's not what I'm doing. I promise.
What was your name again?
My name's Tara.
That's right, Tara. You know, I'm an older man, and I can't really do the same things I used to. So now the only thing that really gets me going is listening to people describe food. Thank you.
That's disgusting, actually. I think you know what, Frank? I think I'm gonna hang up now, okay? I think we've talked long enough. I think I'm gonna have to let you go, okay?
I think I'm ready for a nap. That was
Okay,
and
well,
I'm
I'm
gonna
gonna.
recommend all my other friends call here too, 'cause they've got the same kind of deal.
No, please don't do that. I'm gonna hang up on
Make
you now,
sure to
okay,
tell
Frank?
them to ask for Tara, 'cause she makes it naughty hot.
No, I don't make it naughty hot, you
Naughty,
pervert. Stop
naughty.
talking like that.
Like what?
You called here to hear me describe food just so you could get off. I think that's disgusting.
Well, it's also a prank phone call, too.
Wait, what?
Because this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your sister Stacy set you up.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my
She told me the diner gets boring and wanted me to lighten the mood for you a little bit.
Oh my God, Stacy!
I lighten the mood, babe.
Oh my God, he kept saying naughty hot. It was so gross.
I guess you'd prefer me to say naughty warm, not hot, huh?
No.
No matter what, it was naughty.
Please, no.